Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of the Coastal Waters Coaching podcast. I am so excited you guys are here. Today we are going to talk about 10 ways to motivate yourself. I'm really excited for this one because, I mean, it takes a lot to get motivated, right? It takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot of planning. It's just a lot. So we're going to go through 10 different ways to motivate yourself and how to be successful at it. So I'm going to give you a quick second to get a pen and paper, whichever you need, and we are going to jump right into it. So we'll be right back. All right, guys, let's hop into a couple of these really quick. We're going to start with the first one is starting each day fresh. Start your day fresh. Start your day knowing it is a brand spanking new day. Don't dwell on things from yesterday, obviously, unless you need to finish up with them today, but don't dwell on it. Make today the priority. Today is a new day. So what are you going to do today that is going to change the way that you look at tomorrow? Start it fresh. Keep it simple, easy peasy. Number 2, accept imperfection. Oh my gosh, this one is huge because if you are striving too hard for perfection and you are constantly failing, it is not your fault. It is not your issue. Perfection does not exist. Perfection does not exist. You want me to say it again for the people in the back? Perfection does not exist because you're always going to want more and it doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. When you start to accept that when you are doing the best job that you can do, you're putting forth the effort, you're putting in the energy, you are putting all you have into what you are doing and you're still not getting it perfect, guess what? It is perfect for you. Because what is perfect for you is not perfect for person B, C, D, E, F, G down the line. Imperfection and being imperfect are okay. It is okay to be imperfect. Number 3, no harsh self-judgment. This one is huge because, I mean, as women, we are always judging ourselves by the way that we see people and the way that we're looking at people. We are never just looking at ourselves and saying, hey, I look really good today. Like, I'm going to be positive about things. We are very quick to judge others, but we are very, very harsh and cold and critical of ourselves. If you think that we are critical of someone else, we are probably about twofold as critical on our own selves. Look at it as, I don't want to judge myself. I want to be positive about myself. I want to like things about myself. So if you want to like things about yourself, well, guess what? You have to be non-judgmental. You have to think of yourself as positive. Put the positive out there. Put the positive in the world. Let the world hear the positivity coming from you. Because if you're putting that positivity in the world is going to give you the positivity back. And by not judging yourself, you are opening yourself up for an entirely different outlook, a different reaction, a different life by not judging yourself. Because you're human. It is okay to make mistakes. It is okay for basically shit to hit the fan. And yes, it can defeat you. But you have to look at it as, I did this. So maybe if I don't do this the next time, shit won't hit the fan. That's how it goes. So don't judge yourself. Because you are doing the best that you possibly can do. That's all you can do. And that's all the world really asks of you. Going to give you a quick break here to kind of think about those things, and we're going to hop right back into the next section. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off in number 4. Look at your progress. So look where you've come. Look how far you've come. Look where you've come from. If you see that you are transforming, whether it be mentally, physically, whatever way you are actually trying to, and you can see the actual progress, and you can see what you looked like day one, what you are 10 days down the line, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, whichever, you are more likely to succeed because you are seeing the difference. Because when you see the difference, you can believe it. By looking at your progress, you're knowing that, hey, what I'm doing is working. I am able to pick up and keep going and trudge through the crap that life throws at us and the junk that life throws that tries to knock us off course. But by putting forth the effort into keeping track of those things that you're doing, you're more likely to say, hey, I'm really like, I've been really on it. And it's all thanks to, you know, writing it down or taking pictures or this and that. But looking at your progress is so important into motivating yourself. Another thing to do to motivate yourself, it's number 5. It is change things up. Do not get yourself stuck in a rut, but it's not just a rut. It's getting yourself stuck in a routine and in habits. There are certain things that you should keep as like a routine, which would be like a child's bedtime routine or your bedtime routine or your face washing routine or skincare routine. Those kinds of things should stay the same. But you can change things up, even saying instead of going to Starbucks one day, you're going to go to Dunkin' one day. Or instead of doing those, you're going to go to somewhere local maybe. But you're making positive, conscious changes. Don't leave yourself time to just keep being in the same spot. If you don't step outside of your comfort zone, go to do something new, you're not going to change. You are not going to find a way to move on and to grow. Because when you step outside of your comfort zone, you are growing. Because you're doing something you normally wouldn't do. That is growth. Number 6, get support. I cannot tell you how many clients I have had that are afraid of the price of help. They're afraid of the price as well as the actual work that has to go into it. Get support even from a friend that you can trust, that you know will actually help you grow. Because if you're just, you know, asking somebody random things like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this for learning how to do this, that, and the other thing? I highly recommend when you are getting support in learning how to motivate yourself, hire a life coach. Hire someone that has training. It doesn't have to be a degree. It doesn't have to be a certification. But somebody who has actual training in supporting you. I highly, highly, highly recommend using a life coach. For me, being a life coach, I enjoy it because I can hear the change in your attitude, your mind, but the way you speak. That's the telltale sign of we are getting through. We are changing things up. We are focusing on the important things. We are getting you through because that's the job. The job of a life coach is not to tell you how to get through it, but to help you through it, to ask you questions, to push you, to get you outside of your comfort zone. That is the job of a coach. Get your support. Don't wait on it. Don't say, oh, it's kind of expensive, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, it's expensive, but you know what else is expensive? Everything else you do instead of getting a life coach, instead of getting the support. Because a lot of the times when people don't have motivation, they start feeling like they're lacking in something. That's when you start getting the addiction problems. Because it is a way to self cope, self medicate, to cope with their mind, their thoughts, everything going on in the world. That's when it becomes iffy, is when you get to that point. Get the support. I mean, for me, I offer free discovery calls. If you want to learn what I can do to help you, feel free to get your discovery call scheduled. But get the support because you need it and you're going to want it eventually. And once you start getting it, you're going to be, wow, I should have done that a long time ago. Why didn't I do that? Number six is get support. Number seven, be supportive. That one doesn't even need an explanation, right? Just be supportive. Support other people. If your friends are running businesses, support their business. You don't have to buy from them to support their business. You don't have to buy into people to support them. But be genuine about it. Talk to people. Create relationships that you can be proud of, that you can enjoy, and know that you are making a difference in someone's life. It might not be a huge difference at the first point, but eventually it very well could be. So, number seven is be supportive. I'm going to give you guys another break and we'll be back for the last three ways to motivate yourself. Be right back. And we're back for part three, the last three segments, the last three tips. Ready? Let's go. Number eight, don't fake it till you make it. Oh my gosh. People always say, oh, fake it till you make it, fake it till you make it. No, don't do that. Because when you start faking things, your body starts to believe it. You want your body to only believe it because it's starting to happen. Because you have been making it, because you're putting forth the effort, you are putting in the work, you are doing the deed in the fact that you are doing what you need to do. Faking it is putting fake crap out into the world. The world knows crap. The world knows that when you are faking it till you make it, it knows. When you fake it to make it, it actually takes you a lot longer to fake it and make it than it does to just put the work in and then make it. Life isn't always going to go the way you want, but sometimes that's a better thing. But the way to do it is not faking it. Do not fake it. Do not fake anything. If you have to fake something, it is most likely not worth it. It's most likely not worth it. How easy and simple is that? So, that's number eight is do not fake it till you make it. Number nine, go to the gym anyways. Get that workout in. Sweat out the stress. Sweat out the stress. Get rid of it. Working out actually lowers your stress levels. It increases endorphins. It increases dopamine, serotonin production, all of that stuff that beats the negative mindset, that helps you understand you better and see you in a different light. when you are moving your body, you're moving your mind at the same time. That is the most opportune time that you have to actually put some work into yourself. Listening to a podcast, listening to music, listening to an audiobook, something of those natures can actually propel you into more motivation because, oh man, I feel great after that workout. I'm going to go do A, B, C, and D because I feel good. By going to the gym, even just getting a 20-minute walk in, it's still something to move your body. It's still something that you are working at, but it does a lot more good for you than it does bad. The last tip that we have is number 10. Number 10, woo! Give yourself credit. I cannot stress this one enough. Give yourself credit. Give yourself credit. Know that you are worth it. That when you do something right, it is a huge deal. It is an amazing deal. Because without you doing it, someone else would have to. And most likely it would be a male. That's how the world works nowadays. But you're putting forth that effort and everything. So when things go your way, give yourself credit. When something happens that you know isn't just all you, it's the world working in mysterious ways, still make sure that you give yourself credit. Because that's the way that you are going to learn that you are important, what you say matters, and what you say is important to other people. As well as all the things you do. That way, you can give it your all and learn to increase your motivation and your motivational skills, and your motivational skill set in your toolbox, because the more you put in there, the more you put into focusing on personal development, personal everything, the more you're going to get out of it and the better off you'll be. I'm going to give you a quick break here for a quick second, and we'll be right back to finish this episode up. So we'll be right back. All right, guys, I hope those 10 ways to motivate yourself were super helpful, super motivating in itself. I cannot wait to hear what you guys think about these. If you guys have more ideas of ways to motivate yourself, send them to me in an email over at rlewmaz@outlook.com. So that's Ray, it's rlewmaz@outlook.com. So many things, so many ways to motivate yourself. Those are only 10. And people are always coming up with different ones. It's truly exciting. I mean, how many people do you really know like that are so willing to learn to motivate themselves and learn what it can do for them and learn what their motivation looks like? So enjoy this episode. If you guys have any more of the motivations that you know of, send them to me over in an email at rlewmaz@outlook.com. rlewmaz@outlook.com. I look forward to reading any emails you guys send me. If you guys have questions, you can also send them to me in the email. So I'm looking forward to everything that is going to start to happen with you guys. So keep me posted. I hope you guys enjoy this and enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good one. Bye-bye. See you on the flip side.